Isaiah 28, starting in verse 16. Therefore, thus says the Lord God, Behold, I lay in Zion a stone for a foundation, a tried stone, a precious cornerstone, a sure foundation. Whoever believes will not act hastily. Also, I make a justice with a measuring line, and righteousness the plummet. The hail will sweep away the refuge of lies, and the waters will overflow the hiding place. Your covenant with death will be annulled, and your agreement with Sheol will not stand. When the overflowing scourge passes through, then you will be trampled down by it. Go ahead and turn over to 2 Kings chapter 21. 2 Kings 21, verse 13. I will stretch over Jerusalem the measuring line of Samaria and the plummet of the house of Ahab. I will wipe Jerusalem as one wipes a dish, wiping it and turning it upside down. We see in most instances in the Bible, the plummet is used when destruction and doom are imminent, kind of like the plagues when the children of Israel did something against God's will. The plummet is used to compare them. And back in Amos, we see the high places being desolate and sanctuaries being laid waste. In the second Kings example we just read, it's cleaning Jerusalem and giving them up to the enemy, and the Lord brings up the exodus from Egypt. The children of Israel had done evil in his sight. I pulled up some facts about the Leaning Tower, and its foundation only went 3 meters into the ground. But the problem there was kind of some soft ground underneath this top layer here, causing it to shift. Over time, actually, this problem caused a change in the building. The building of the Eiffel Tower, they went ahead and dug the foundation for each of the four arms, was 53 feet deep, comprised of concrete, limestone, and some other hard stones. But what they did was, under each leg, they placed a hydraulic jack. So if something did start to lean one way, the jack would keep it up straight. And this can, kind of tying this together, this can be seen as us compensating for trying to stay with God's word. But the foundation of a structure is definitely the most crucial element in its stability. It's designed to bear the weight of the structure and the objects inside. In a home or a structure, the problems in the foundation can easily be identified. You'll have cracks in walls or doors not shutting. But if the problem goes unattended, disasters can occur, just like in the Lord's body. A false teacher can come in, or a group that can lead some astray if we don't take action when it occurs. And I want to come up, tell a story. One of the men is in the room right now, but I won't mention his name. But if you've ever been out to our house, we've got an outbuilding. And when we were constructing it, we initiated the help of these two gentlemen, to kind of help build it. And long story short, we were building, it was one of the last walls in the upstairs, and somehow the wall ended up on the ground, falling all the way off and landing straight on the ground. And to this day, if you've ever been upstairs in our outbuilding, you'll see muddy footprints all over the wall, which you don't see every day. But we have to plan for the unexpected. We aren't perfect, and we need something like the Bible to go off of. The children's song says, "The wise man builds his house upon the rock." 2 Timothy 2:19. This was mentioned this morning, and I'm glad it was. 2 Timothy 2:19. Nevertheless, the solid foundation of God stands, having this seal. The Lord knows those who are His, and let everyone who names the name of Christ depart from iniquity. Some of the other examples, we see Christ as a foundation or a cornerstone. Just some examples: Psalms 118:22, Matthew 21:42, Acts 4:11, Ephesians 2:20, and 1 Peter 2:6. Let's turn over to Revelations 2, verse 5. Remember, therefore, from where you have fallen, repent and do the first works, or else I will come to you quickly and remove your lampstand from its place, unless you repent. We see that God is watching. He's watching our church. He's holding the plumb line before us, and unless we are perfectly in line, he will remove us. The only way to know how is if we are in the pattern of the word which he has given us. Turn over to Matthew 11. I'm going to read Matthew 11, 25 through 30. At that time, Jesus answered and said, I thank you, Father, Lord of heaven and earth, that you have hidden these things from the wise and prudent and have revealed them to babes. Even so, Father, for so it seemed good in your sight. All things have been delivered to me by my Father, and no one knows the Son except the Father. Nor does anyone know the Father except the Son, and the one to whom the Son wills to reveal him. Come to me, all you who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and lowly in heart, and your soul will find rest for you, your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. Just a few pages over in chapter 16. Matthew 16, 24 through 28. Then Jesus said to his disciples, If anyone desires to come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me. For whoever desires to save his life will lose it, but whoever loses his life for my sake will find it. For what profit is it to a man if he gains the whole world and loses his own soul? Or what will a man give in exchange for his soul? For the Son of Man will come in the glory of his Father with his angels, and then he will reward each according to his works. Assuredly, I say to you, there are some standing here who shall not taste death till they see the Son of Man coming in his kingdom. Christ here is showing his disciples that he must suffer, and he was ready and willing to suffer. But he also shows them that they must suffer too, and they must be willing to suffer. We have a pattern laid out through Christ of what our lives should be. In conclusion, turn over to Hebrews 12. Hebrews 12, the first two verses. Therefore, we also, since we are surrounded by so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which so easily ensnares us, and let us run with endurance the race that is set before us, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and has sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. In the construction industry, the plans to build a structure are drawn to a precise scale and precise detail, so the builders can know what exactly the shape of the structure or the specifications are, so they can build it before they see it. God here has supplied a blueprint for our lives, and through examples and stories in the Bible, this tells us exactly how to live for him. It's pretty clear that one needs to be baptized to come into the body of Christ and to gain his everlasting salvation. And we're able to do that tonight. If anyone wishes to come forward and confess their sins and be baptized, we'll do so at this time as we stand and sing.